Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Seems like country music's taking over. This year, country record sales rose 11%, while they fell 5% in the industry overall. Country music reputedly has more fans than any other genre. ABC even launched a campaign to lure the broadcast of tonight's Country Music Association Awards away from CBS after 35 years. Chris Willman, senior writer at Entertainment Weekly, joins us by phone in Nashville, where the awards take place tonight. He's covering them. Chris, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Good to be with you.
We just finished talking about, you know, the women's place in the world of hip-hop. I'm looking at the nominations for tonight's CMA Awards. There are 10 nominees for Entertainer of the Year and Album of the Year, all of them men.
Yeah.
Isn't there room for women in this big country music field?
There certainly is if you listen to the radio and look at album sales, and I don't know why it's not represented in the awards so much, except that, you know, women like Faith Hill and Shania Twain are huge, have incredible fan bases, very popular, but they seem to also engender a backlash because of their glamorous images.
Hmm.
And I think that's part of why they don't get in there for those Entertainer of the Year slots, is just that as popular as they are, there's something about their image that might be seen as too pop or something, even though, you know, Rascal Flatts, which is in there, is certainly popper than anybody.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know that it's misogyny within the genre so much, because you'll hear women all over the radio, but yeah, they're not getting in there for those top awards for some reason.
All right, well, you mentioned Rascal Flatts. They are the heavy favorite for Best Artist. First of all, let's just, how big is the country music phenomenon right now?
Okay, first I want to say I don't think Rascal Flatts actually is the favorite for Entertainer of the Year. I think that's going to be Kenny Chesney, even though Rascal Flatts is the biggest seller this year by far.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question about how big is country music, you talked about how sales are up.
Right.
Around 11% versus overall sales being down 5% for the year. Also, country's market share has increased. Last year at this time, it was 10.9%. Now it's up to 12.7%. Touring is certainly a place where you see it. Three of the year's top 10 tours are country tours, the biggest tour of the year period being the Tim McGraw Faith Hill tour, and then Kenny Chesney is always in the top three every year, and then George Strait is also in the top 10. So it's one thing about country is that it really engenders loyalty, brand loyalty to the genre, and artist loyalty. And so, you know, the Grammys or something, it's all about who's new that we can honor this year. You know, is it Norah Jones comes along? Oh, she's a new artist. Let's give her a lot of awards. In country, it's more about honoring who's old, who's stuck around.
Huh.
And there's kind of a feeling that you have to have earned your award, even if you sold a lot of albums that year. And that's why I think Rascal Flatts still may not get the big awards, is because they haven't earned it as much as a Kenny Chesney or something. And Gretchen Wilson really hasn't won much, even though she was sort of the biggest breakout country star the last few years. But I think people thought, well, she needs to be around a few years before we give her an award. And that's just kind of the whole country mentality, is that people are in it for the long haul, the fans are in it for the long haul. And certainly that helps in terms of sales if it's not just about who has the beat, the best beat, and you don't care who's singing it.
Right. Well, but you know, country music exists in the same world as rock and rap and you know, all the other genres that are having trouble. You know, there's downloading and file swapping and all that kind of stuff going on with country music, I assume, as well.
Yeah.
How is it sustaining this kind of growth?
Well, part of it may be that the audience skews a little older and they're not into the downloading thing as much. I mean, a couple of years ago after the awards, I was talking to Alan Jackson and we were talking about downloading, and he said, yeah, my fans still got their 8-tracks, so they haven't figured that out yet. And he was, you know, 2/3 joking, you know, 1/3 serious, I think, in that, you know, with a demographic that does skew to 30s and 40s and 50s for the most part, you know, it's not people on there who really know how to use LimeWire, possibly.
Right.
And that maybe country sales will go south again a little bit when the audience ages and everybody is getting their music for free,
right,
like they are in the other genres. But I think, you know, that loyalty is there. The fans really care about the artist. I think they actually want to look at the album cover. And that's kind of why I like country music, is that it reminds me of what top 40 pop used to be, in terms of the fans really care about their favorite getting up
right
the charts, and they're incredibly devoted.
All right, we're speaking with Chris Willman, senior writer at Entertainment Weekly from Nashville, where he's covering the Country Music Association Awards tonight. Controversial nominees, Sarah Evans, I suppose?
Yeah, I think everyone's wondering whether it will hurt or help her chances at female vocalist, that this whole divorce controversy happened a little bit before voting closed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of votes were cast before that. But at the ACM Awards in May, which are sort of the competitor to the CMAs, she had a surprise first-time win for female vocalists. So people were wondering if that could happen here, too. And she's actually performing tonight, which is on people's minds. I think it's her first sort of coming out
right
of the whole scandal. And
so it was kind of a messy divorce, and the song's about a cheating husband, and it's called Cheating, and I guess the big question is, will she play the song on the CMA Awards? All right, we'll need to leave it there. Chris, thanks very much for joining us again on Soundcheck. Last time we spoke to you was when the CMA Awards were held here in New York last year.
Yeah.
And here is Sarah Evans and her song Cheating. May or may not be part of the ABC telecast tonight. But either way, that'll do it for today's Soundcheck. Tomorrow, they're everywhere lately, those political attack ads with dark, menacing music. We'll look at the uses of music in political ad campaigns. Also, on the day that Panama becomes a new member of the UN Security Council, we explore its overlooked music. And finally, Fojo in the Dark is a downtown sextet that's expanded and urbanized the sounds of Brazilian Fojo. They'll play live in the studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatau, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Jesse Teresi. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here at New York Public Radio. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.